our next guest, Kelly Rucker Bingle. She is a Democratic strategist, partner at the Melman Vogel Castagnetti Incorporated, also former chief of staff to Senator Blanche Lincoln. Kelly, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Thanks. Glad to join you guys today.
All right, let's talk about the current occupant of the White House, President Barack Obama. Of course, has contended throughout his entire presidency. He's been focused like a laser on jobs. He took some heat here recently for not meeting with that jobs council of his for about 6 months. And Mr. Carney coming out and saying, look, you know, he talks with them behind the scenes. The Republicans now are saying, well, why don't we see some of the minutes of those meetings? Will you release all communications with that jobs council? Do you think that the White House should release those minutes to show the American people that they've remained on this?
I think it's ironic that any Republican can talk about releasing documents and openness right now when the focus has been for weeks on what's in Mitt Romney's tax returns. You know, certainly we can't have it both ways. And if there were discussions, folks have a right to know what was discussed. But there may not be minutes from those meetings. I mean, oftentimes folks have phone calls or conversations where there are no minutes to be shared.
Right. But you would acknowledge the difference between somebody who's running for president and actually somebody who is president.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
So. President Obama obviously trying to make the case that he is still worthy of a second term, that the economy, he is still focused on this, and that he needs a second term to make things better. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, saying he's a business guy. He's got what it takes. He's got the experience. Who are we to believe at this point? I mean, you know, President Obama, yes, he did walk into a mess, but can he continue to claim that he inherited this?
You know, as a matter of fact, I saw a recent poll which said that 70% of Americans still say that, yes, the president walked into an economic mess, and they give him credit for the fact that this was not a mess of his own making, that this took many, many years. And in fact, we're in a global economy where there are so many different factors at play. But 70% of Americans do say he walked into an economic mess that has taken a while to clean up. We absolutely can believe him. And the Romney record on creating jobs is not very strong. When you look at some of the things that – some of the decisions that were made at the company that Mr. Romney worked at, those decisions involved moving jobs overseas. And President Obama, certainly for the last 3.5 years, has focused very intently on encouraging U.S. businesses to keep the jobs here at home.
We're talking with Kelly Rucker Bingle. She's a Democratic strategist and a partner with Melman Vogel Castagnetti Incorporated. And Kelly, another big headline coming out is the intelligence leaks that are plaguing the White House, because even Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein saying that it's likely these leaks came from within the Obama White House. Let me read something that the Special Operations Commander, Admiral William McRaven, said, basically saying that those leaks have put lives of Americans at risk. And if an effective crackdown does not take place, that lives can be lost. We all remember back in the days of the Bush administration with the attorney scandal. It was critical, Democrats said, that we got out of the administration and had an independent counsel to investigate that scandal. Fast forward now to the intelligence leaks where American lives could be at risk. Why not an independent counsel here?
I think those are fair questions for Americans to ask, because we can all agree as Americans that many decisions made for our national security are not decisions that we need to know about. So I think it's a fair question for folks to ask. I haven't had conversations with this White House about why they have not chosen to do an independent counsel, but I think they are fair questions to ask, and we can all feel fairly confident that with Senator Feinstein continuing to talk on this, that we will eventually get answers. But the interesting thing, you know, with President Obama and our foreign policy is that for the first time, Americans trust a Democratic president more than they trust the Republican candidate on national security issues and on foreign policy issues. And so we can't lose sight of that fact. The fact is that President Obama continues to get beat up on the left for the fact that he's been sending drones in to kill some of the bad guys in the Middle East and in other places and to keep us safe. And for the first time in a very long time, most people in this country feel safer with Democrats and President Obama in charge of the White House on national security issues.
Well, Mitt Romney is actually taking the international stage now. He's in London. He's planning a tour there. And also, of course, he's going to Israel. Do you think this could really help him?
You know, I think it's a very interesting move. If I were running for president, I wouldn't spend a week abroad. And certainly some of the initial statements that candidate Romney have made over there haven't sat well with this host country. In my mind, it's an interesting move. There is some speculation that he might announce his vice presidential running mate before he left so that there would be somebody here with the Romney campaign to talk to American voters for the next week. So in my mind, it's a pretty interesting move. But,
well, since you brought it up, who do you think is the odds-on favorite?
You know, I put my odds with Senator Portman from Ohio.
Okay.
You can have different – there are different schools of thought here in Washington. We all like to speculate, and some people say, well, you should pick a running mate based on geography or theology or economics or national security. But my money is on Rob Portman, who is well-respected and you know, could potentially put Ohio in play for Romney.
Well, she knows what she's talking about. Kelly Rucker Bingle, she's a Democratic strategist, partner at Melman Vogel Castagnetti Incorporated. Kelly, it's going to be a long election season. We'll get you back on. Thank you.
I look forward to it.
All righty.